Okay, my name is Brenda Sparrow. I'm 40 years old. Today is December 29th, 2019. This is my aunt.
2019?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2019. Yeah. This is my aunt, my tia Licha, Mary Louise Flores, and we're in Somerset, Kentucky, and we're going to be talking. Okay, the first question, can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Being here with you.
When you came to visit my mom, and she was so happy.
Yeah, when I came in and visited my sister, Margaret.
Yeah. She was so happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprise.
And, oh, I should have put this one first, but it says, what's your name and age?
86.
Hello.
86. And your whole name? What's
Maria,
your whole name?
My whole name, Maria Luisa Flores. Maria Luisa Valdez Flores.
Your name's not Mary?
Maria Luisa.
Maria Luisa. I think I have your name wrong. I put Mary Louise. Everybody
same,
always says Mary
thing,
Louise.
In English, Mary Louise and Maria Luisa.
Maria Luisa. Okay, what's your best memory of your childhood?
My best memory of my childhood. Do you think I remember that?
You remember some stuff.
Yeah, when I was a little girl.
John, we're doing a thing. Go away.
When I was very young, I remember my mother. My mother had a check from the government, and my father was in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And she went and bought us a lot of clothes, me and my sister, my twin sister.
Yeah.
And all of us. That was happy.
That is happy. You got to buy a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
What's
school clothes?
School clothes.
Okay.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing she bought? Do you remember?
Well, I used to like a dress that she bought for me and my sister, my twin.
Yeah.
She would dress us the same way.
What was your
my twin sister?
What was her name? What was your
her
twin
name
sister's
was Maria,
name?
Her name was Maria Delfina.
Maria Delfina?
Mm-hmm.
Valdez. Maria Delfina Valdez?
Yes.
What's your birthday?
January 5th, 1933.
What's something in your life that you never imagined would happen?
Trouble.
Trouble.
Trouble. Travel, I travel.
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 I travel a couple of times with my daughter Yolanda.
Where'd you go to?
I like to drive, to travel that time. I don't, none no more.
None no more. Where did you travel to?
I went to San Francisco, California.
Oh, neat.
I went to a lot of places. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Corpus Christi. To a lot of places. But I like San Francisco.
Yeah.
That was the one I really wanted to go for all. I always had that on my mind.
You always wanted to go there?
San Francisco, and I did. I used to tell Yolanda, one of these days, I want to go to San Francisco, but I never thought I would get to go. And she took me over there.
She did.
I said, oh, it's beautiful over there.
She's a good daughter.
Oh, I love my daughter very much.
Yeah, she's wonderful. I love her, too.
I don't know what I'll do without her.
Yeah.
Without her and my Lori. Lori's such a good granddaughter, you know.
Yeah, and David.
And David, too. Oh, yeah. I can't ask him for anything because they never say no.
Yeah, they love you very much.
I love them, too. My two great granddaughters.
Yes, Mia and Sophia.
Mia and Sophia. Sophia and Mia.
Sophia and Mia. Yeah.
Sophia's the oldest.
They're good girls.
Ah, yeah. Very good. She's always trying to help me. Do you need anything, Grandma? Are you okay, Grandma?
Oh, she does.
She does. Yeah, they're very good to me.
Oh, yeah. It's a good family. They're such a good family.
Yeah. They're good girls.
Tell me a little about when you, a little bit about when you were born. And where you were born.
I don't remember when I was born.
You know, they told you the story.
I was born here in San Antonio, but I was born at home.
At home? Not mm-hmm. in the hospital.
No.
Was mom born at home too? My mom? Or was she born in the hospital?
No, I think she was born at home too.
She was, yeah.
What do you call those ladies?
A midwife.
A midwife, yeah.
So you were born with a midwife.
Yeah, and your mother too.
Do you know who the midwife was?
No, heck no. I can't remember the name.
I don't remember.
I just remember that, but yeah. I don't, you know, at that time I was young. I don't remember who was it or what.
So do you know who else was there when you were born? Was your dad there when you were born? Your father? No.
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 And no Sabo.
Were your kids born in hospitals?
Yes, did you? All of them.
All of them?
All of them, yeah, born in the hospital. He was set to 66. Yolanda first.
Yolanda first, and then?
Jesse. And then Ricky. And then Carlos. The baby.
Oh.
It was my baby boy.
Yeah.
I still think about him.
Yeah. You always will. You'll always think about your kids. Because you're a good mom, a loving person. What are you most proud of?
What?
What are you most proud of?
Like what?
I don't know. You have to answer that however you want. Like in your life or for your something you did or...
Well... I'm proud of myself because I raised my kids by myself.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, Mama helped me a lot with them, too.
She did.
When they were little. She used to send them to school so I could go to work.
Yeah.
I remember she used to tell me, I can take care of the kids for you when you go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not take care of them if you want to go out and have a good time. I didn't go out at that time. I didn't have time. You know, I had to go to work and then come home and take care of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have much time to go out. I started going out when I was already about... I got married very young. I was 16 when Yolanda was born.
Oh, wow.
And I got married and then I got divorced. They were still little. Yolanda was about 10 years old when I got divorced, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. And I had to work all that time.
Yeah.
I think I did a good job.
You did. You did do a good job.
I did the best I could.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do more. I mean, there was a lot of things that I couldn't give them because I couldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they turned out to be good.
You were always a hard worker. You did a good job.
Yolanda's always been there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Always, since she was a young girl. She used to work and help me. Well, the boys too, you know, they did work when they were very young.
Mm-hmm.
But that's life.
Yeah. And my mom and Yolanda were close to the same age. They're close to the same age, right? Or
I don't know how old is your mother. Yolanda is 70.
Mom is 70.
Your mother's 70?
Yeah. No, 72. So she was
Yolanda
2.
Yolanda was born 1949.
She was 2 when Yolanda was born.
She was born 1949.
Yeah. So grandma was taking care of Yolanda and mom at the same time together, right?
Not Yolanda.
Not Yolanda?
No. It was Velia.
Velia?
It was Velia.
Oh, Velia was taking care of them?
Velia used to help mama with my kids.
And she did.
Oh, yeah. She used to take Yolanda. She used to take Yolanda with her shopping.
She did.
She was still a young girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you finish high school?
Nope.
How
could I finish high school?
With a baby?
Baby, 16 years old. I just had to learn to be a wife.
Is that when you quit at 16?
No, I quit before that.
You did?
Yeah. I had problems at school, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, like bullies.
Yeah.
And I just quit school.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go back.
Well, that's okay. It worked out okay.
Yeah. A lot, you know, considering that I didn't have enough education, you know? Mm-hmm. I had good jobs. I had good jobs and I made good money.
Yeah.
After, too bad that happens after my kids were grown up and I got married again and got divorced again. So I said, nah, this is it. Yeah. And but I had good jobs.
Good.
I like my jobs. I was never fired from my job.
Tell me about one of your jobs.
One of my jobs?
Mm-hmm.
The first job I had was at the base, Kelly Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at the base restaurants.
At the restaurant?
It was a cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
I worked there for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I quit. And then I went to work to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
As a waitress. And then after that, I went to work at Swift. That's what I was
at. At what?
Swift Packing Company.
Oh, okay.
That was my best job I had.
That was the best job.
I really went up, you know, it really helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And that time, I used to help my son, Ricky. He's the one that was always needed some help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I could, you know.
Yeah.
And, after that, I went to work. Well, I had surgery and all that. 10 years, I didn't work for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started working a little bit at a time. In another restaurant, this lady that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with her making tortillas.
Uh-oh.
People like my tortillas.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I worked there for 5 years.
Yeah.
Then I went to work. After that, I went to work at the boxes. Box factory, not for the company where Yolanda worked, but it was almost the same, you know, organization, but it was a different company.
Yeah.
We made boxes for the post office.
Really?
Made boxes. Like
when did you start making cakes? You used to make cakes.
Oh, I was making cakes before I went to work at Swift.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because me and Yolanda used to make wedding cakes and allocation cakes. Birthday cakes.
I didn't know Yolanda helped with the cakes.
Yolanda is the first one that started making the cakes. And then I learned from her because I wanted to help her and I wanted to learn. The hardest part of the cakes is making a design.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And making a big wedding cake.
Yeah.
Then she said, I'm not going to make no more cakes. Because she got promoted from her job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make no more cakes. So I still keep on making cakes by myself.
Yeah.
But it was very hard for me to make a wedding cake. You know, mm-hmm. I had to have somebody help me.
Yeah.
And then I just quit.
Quit doing it.
I quit making it. Yeah.
I used to love your cakes.
Yeah, I like to make a cake, but the thing is that I don't have... You know, I can make a cake over your lamp. Mm-hmm. I have a nice oven at the house. She just bought me a new oven.
She did.
In my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't made any cakes. I like to make one of these days. Maybe when y'all go over there, I'll make a cake before you get there.
I used to remember,
pineapple filling.
Yeah, you would cut the edges off the cake to make it flat,
mm-hmm.
and then I would get to eat the edges, and I love to eat the edges.
Yeah, you have to level the cakes.
Edges were the best part, though.
Yeah. Well, you do that because the cake has to be level, you know. If not, you're going to get a cake that's going to be all in the book.
A crooked cake.
Yeah, and then you put the icing on it and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very good.
I'm going to have the fluffy icing.
The fluffy icing?
Yeah, the buttercream is too much work. And it's got too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Too sweet.
Yeah.
And the fluffy icing is better.
So tell me about your parents.
My parents?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother, she used to work all the time, you know. She used to work all the time. She had jobs. She used to work in hotels, you know.
Mm. In hotels?
Yeah.
She spent a lot of
time on that. Pobrecita, my mother worked real hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Worked real hard, you know. Until she got sick. Yeah, we were. Richard, my brother Richard, he started working. I don't know if he finished school or not, but Humber did. But Humber, when he started working, you know, after he turned his age, I think he was 21, I don't remember. And he was called by the service.
Oh.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And he went to the service. No, he got married first. And then the service took him. Uncle Joe, he started working very young.
To Korea or Vietnam?
Joe was in Korea. I don't know who Humber was. He was in the Air Force, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was in the Army, and he went to Korea.
He's
got a Purple Heart from Korea. He had, and his granddaughter has it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know
he
that.
He was so proud of himself mm-hmm. going to, he used to tell me, oh, they're going to have a war here. And they're gonna, yeah, I want to go. What's the matter with you? You too old to go there and fight? She said, yeah, I want to defend my country. I said, you already did. That's why you already hurt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was hurt from a leg, and he was lost when he got married. He was lost in action for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where was he all that time?
I don't know. Where was he? I know they found him in a hospital where he was wounded.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I think he was at the Philippines or something. Philippine hospital or something. They thought he was a Philippine.
What's your dad's name?
My dad's name?
Mm-hmm.
Humberto Valdez. He was from Monterey.
He was in Monterey, mm-hmm. Mexico?
He was from Monterey, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He only had a sister.
Because grandma was illegal, right? Was grandma illegal?
Well, she wasn't illegal in here in Texas because I was telling you that she got her citizenship when I was a little bit older when I was in school. You know,
when
my father
teenager?
Was in the service, yes. Mm-hmm. She got her citizenship. But she was from, my mama was from. Rosita, I think it's Rosita. My father was from Monterey. I used to tell mom, mm-hmm. How did y'all meet? He's from Monterey. It happens.
But they met in Texas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
they got
married
here in Texas.
How old was grandma when she came to Texas?
I don't know how old she was. She told me that she was about maybe 9 years old.
Yeah. How old was your dad when he came to Texas? Do you know?
I don't know. I never...
From Monterey?
He never told me anything. He never asked him anything. But probably very young because he went to the service.
Yeah.
He was in the Army.
He wasn't there when you were growing up?
No, he was in the service when I was growing up. And then they got divorced. And then I lost my father. I didn't see him for years and years and years. Well, I was 13 years old, and then I looked for him.
Mm.
I was 13, I found him.
You were 13 when you looked for him?
When I looked for him and I found him.
How'd you find him?
Through somebody that told me where he lived, and I went looking for him. He was already married with another lady.
Was he happy to see you?
Hmm?
Was he happy to see you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never let him go again.
That? You didn't?
No, but then, you know, I had my life and I was working. I had my kids and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was living with his sister and that's where he passed away. And I didn't see him for a while. I was sorry, you know. I was sorry that I didn't see him before he passed, you know, but how could I do? Couldn't do anything. I went to his funeral and all that, but it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Who else was he? He was Humbert's father, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And was he Joe's father?
Yeah. No. My mother got married the first time, and Uncle Joe and Uncle Arturo had their father. I knew their father.
They had the same father, and then you and
the
Humbert.
The same mother, not the same father.
Joe and Arturo.
Uh-huh. They're Sanchez.
Okay. So they both of them had the same dad, same father.
Same dad. Yeah.
And then you and Humbert have the same dad.
And Velia.
And Velia.
Uh-huh. And you Richard.
You and Humbert and Velia and Richard mm-hmm. all have the same dad.
Valdez, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then my mom has a different dad.
Yeah.
She met him.
Mm-hmm. Martinez.
Yeah.
Actually, her father's name was Martinez. Matias Martinez. Yeah. He was a good person, though.
Do you remember your grandparents?
I never met my grandparents. Mm-hmm. Neither side.
Do you know why?
Because they were already deceased when I was born, I guess.
Oh, were they? Do you know their names?
I think my mother's mother was name was Soledad.
Soledad.
And I think her father's name, I'm not really sure about it. Her father's name was Aurelio.
Aurelio. Mm-hmm.
Aurelio Flores.
From Rosita.
Hmm?
From Rosita? Rosita, Mexico? Is that where they were?
I don't know if they were born here or over there. I don't know. I really don't know. She never told me. I know she was brought over here when she was a little girl, a young girl, but I don't know about the rest of her brothers and sisters.
Did she tell you any stories from when she was growing up, when she was a kid in Mexico?
No.
No?
No. She never talked about it.
No.
Yeah.
So do you know anything about why they came to Texas?
Of course, you know why. They wanted a better life.
Yeah.
And I think she did have a better life, you know?
Yeah.
And then she got married with Joe and Arturo's father, and then she divorced, and then she married my father.
Mm.
I remember when I was about, I don't remember. I wasn't in school yet. I remember my father used to go to work on a bicycle.
Oh, really? He used to ride a bicycle to work?
Yeah. You know, people were very poor, you know.
Yeah.
But you're poor if you want to. If you want to succeed in life, you can work for it, you know.
That's
all I
could do.
Yeah. So...
Do you remember anything about my mom when she was growing up, when she was a kid?
Your mom used to go, my mother used to make your mother dresses for school, skirts.
Oh, uh-huh.
And velia too. She used to make velia too. Actually, when your mother was born, I mean, well, she went I didn't get to see her very often because she was on the, she went to El Campo.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, to...
But that was when she was an adult.
Before she got married.
Yeah. But she was like in her
20s. About 18 years old. 19, somewhere around there.
When she went to El Campo.
Well, I was married at that time already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I took care of your mom when she was a little baby.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you there when she was born?
I wasn't there when she was born, but I helped my mama with her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see. I know she was born at home, but yeah. I didn't see anything. I know. I was too young to anything, you know, didn't think about anything. But I used to help mama with her.
Yeah.
The baby. She was a baby. Big baby.
What did you think when...
She was a big baby.
She was?
Yeah. She weighed 10 and a half pounds.
Wow, that is a big baby.
She weighed 10 and a half pounds when your mother was born. I remember that. It was big.
What'd you think about your mom having another baby? Because all the other kids are so much older.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
you're happy?
She had another sister.
Yeah.
I used to like to take care of her. People used to think, you know, how people are. Mm-hmm. She was mine. I said, no, she's mm-hmm. my sister. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Mama, your mother, she was in school already. And she mm-hmm. would come home and she would, my mother was still breastfeeding her.
Oh, I know. She told me that.
I used to tell her, hey, you're too big for that. And then she turned around and she would say, it's good. Crazy.
That is crazy. Why? Did she breastfeed everybody else?
See, though? Your mother was growing up real healthy. Right now she's sick, but she had a good life because mm-hmm. my mother, you know, she was the baby. Mm-hmm. And everybody was already grown up and married and all that. And she had whatever she wanted. And mother, when she teach her, she got somebody gave her some piano lessons. Mm-hmm. And she plays good piano. She I don't does. Know if she still does.
She does. She mm-hmm. does. She still plays piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw her yesterday. She went into the computer room mm-hmm. and she was making payments in the computer.
Yeah.
Good. I said, honey, I could never, I wouldn't be able to open a computer.
Yeah.
She did good.
She's worked on computers a lot. Yeah, a lot of her jobs were on computers.
She did good. Yeah. And I was glad to see her yesterday, like being like more.
More active?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Working on a computer, and she gets up from the bed and go and without the walker, I say, no, use the walker. I don't want you to fall. Mm-hmm. It's only me and you by myself over here. And then I cooked the beans mm-hmm. and I made some rice. And then she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm cooking some rice. I like your rice. And then she asked me for, you know what I want? What? I want a bowl of rice and beans. Gave her a big bowl like that. She ate it all.
She did.
She ate it all.
Wow.
And she didn't eat anything else until mm-hmm. they came home. Your father made her a hot dog, and I ate a hot dog too. And mm-hmm. I used to eat late.
Yeah.
And my stomach can't take that. If I do, I eat a little bit. Is that all?
No. Almost. Oh, I need to know about. Your nickname is Licha. Why do you get called Licha?
Because my name is Maria Luisa. I don't know who started that. Somebody started calling me Licha, and everybody called me Licha.
What about, is Velia her real name, or is Velia a nickname too?
No, Velia is a real name. She only has one name, Velia.
Velia.
All the rest of them only have one name. Only me and my twin sister had Maria Luisa and Maria Delfina.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when they started calling you Licha?
I don't remember.
No.
I was still a young girl.
You were.
They always call me Licha.
You were still a child.
Yeah, but I don't know who started that.
No.
You know, sometimes kids use a nickname because they can't pronounce a whole name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know who was that.
Yeah. That's funny.
But, you know, nobody knows me. Nobody knows me by Licha. Nobody.
Nobody?
Only the family.
Oh, really? Other people don't call you Licha?
No, I don't want them to call me Licha. I was saying, call me Mary, don't call me Licha.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Steven, he used to call me Leech all the time. Margaret, Ricardo's son. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, quit calling me Leech. Call me Aunt Mary.
Why? Why didn't you want Steven to call you Licha?
I don't be called Licha anymore, you know. That's just my nickname.
You want him to call you Aunt Mary?
Bazing, you know. My name is Maria Luisa, not Licha.
Do you want me to call you Aunt Mary?
Yeah.
I can't.
Everybody to call me Aunt Mary. Yeah, you call me Licha.
I call you Tia
Licha.
Even
your husband calls me Licha.
He does. He calls you Licha.
Grace.
I call you Tia Licha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to sing a song?
No.
Do you have a song?
No.
You don't want to sing a song? Why not?
I don't remember any songs right now.
You don't remember?
Let me tell you one. I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay, tell me. I like stories.
One day, I got up in the morning. I was at the house, Yolanda.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Yolanda, you know why, Yolanda? Last night, I was dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I remember the words. I was dreaming, but I was singing a song, and I don't forget that song.
Tell me.
What was it? Wait a minute. I can remember. Ay, que laureles tan verde, que flores tan encendidas. Si piensas abandonarme, mejor quítame la vida. Alza los ojos a verme, si no estás comprometida. I can't remember the words, but I did remember my dream. And I was singing the whole song. Did you believe that?
Wow, that's funny. How long ago was that? When did that happen?
It would be not too long ago, maybe a month or two.
Oh, wow.
I remember that. I was singing that song. It's funny.
And
for
now
me,
you know all
funny.
The words.
Yeah. I know all the words, but I couldn't, right now I can't remember, but I remember in my dream
in
all
dream?
The words.
Yeah. That's
I can't remember anymore. You know, I just remember that little part.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
That is. That's
yeah.
Really funny.
Laureles. Okay. Is that the name of the song? Or Laureles?
What is it?
Los Laureles.
Laureles? Laureles?
Los Laureles.
Laureles. Laureles.
It's a pretty song, but yeah. I can't figure out why I remember it. On my dream, I was dreaming, and I can't remember the words now. It's so funny, right?
It is. I like it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Are we good?
Time, girl.
Is there anything else you want to tell me?
I don't think so. I just want to tell you that I love you.
I love you, too.
And I'm glad that I'm here with you guys.
Me
I never
too.
Thought I would be in Kentucky.
Thank you for coming.
We went to take your mother to the doctor, and I told John, I can't believe I'm in Kentucky. I like it over here. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. We
but
like
I'm
it.
I'm glad too. I came over to see your mother and see y'all, you know, because I don't get to see you.
Me too.
But it's okay. I made it. Now I have to make it back home.
John will carry you on his shoulders if he has to.
Nah, I don't think I want him to do that. I'm sure he could.
He'll take good care of you. He is.
Yeah, let's see. What's his name? Not Jonas, the other one.
Reed?
Reed.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to pick him up at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They came to the. We were waiting for them out in the side because it was closed. We couldn't go inside.
Mm-hmm.
And he pushed me on. John got a wheelchair.
He did.
I'm glad he did. It was
yeah.
a long walk.
Mm-hmm.
He pushed me all the way from there mm-hmm. to the car.
He did.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Am I heavy? I'm heavy, mijo." No, you're not. I'm okay.
No, okay. You're not. Not for John.
Not John. Reed.
Oh, Reed pushed you. Oh, I thought John pushed you.
Mm.
No, you're not heavy anyway.
No, I weigh 140 pounds. When I got out of the hospital, I weighed 123 pounds.
Really?
I lost a lot of weight.
From getting the pacemaker?
Is no, it, not this time. When? The very first time when I was mm-hmm. sick last year,
oh.
I had an infected disease on my stomach.
Yeah.
Called C-Def, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I was very sick. I didn't think I was going to make it.
Yeah.
I was very sick.
I'm glad you did.
Yep.
I love you.
I love you too.